Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Thousands gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem for the priestly blessing. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The annual priestly blessing, chanted by thousands of Kohanim, the male descendants of the brother of Moses, Aaron, the Levite, who was the first high priest, these chants went forth from the ancient western wall of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem recently. The participants, members of the priestly class of Jews, echoed Israel's chief rabbis in blessing the Jewish people, both in Jerusalem, the nation of Israel, and actually Jews around the world. The recent blessing at the Western Wall was viewed by millions of Jews around the world via web cameras installed at the Western Wall Plaza in Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Tens of thousands of Jews gathering at the Western Wall of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to receive the priestly blessing is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy for the end of times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Recently, tens of thousands of Jews from around the world gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem to receive the priestly blessings from the thousands of Jewish men who claim to be priests. These men say that they are of the tribe of Levi, a direct descendant of the brother of Moses, Aaron, who was actually the very first high priest. The Bible directs priests to gather at the temple three times a year and to pray for all of the Jewish people. This event happens on the three pilgrim feast days for the Jews, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. The old city of Jerusalem and the Western Wall Plaza was packed with 50,000 people who either received the priestly blessings or performed this special prayer. This happens, however, without a temple in Jerusalem. But at the same time, it looks ahead to the fulfillment of prophecy when there will be a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah revealed that the Messiah will come to Jerusalem and build his temple there. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12. That temple, Messiah's temple, is described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 40 to 46, with 202 verses of meticulous information for how to build that temple and operate the temple services. However, there will be another temple in Jerusalem before Messiah's temple. That is according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. And may I remind you that preparations have been made for this next temple to be built. It's ready to be built right now. Tens of thousands at the Temple Mount gathering to receive the priestly blessing is evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...